This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimiri with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Nepal's pioneer broadcaster Radio Nepal celebrates 76 years of broadcasting. Communication Minister highlights citizen-centered service. Both sessions of Federal Parliament commence, lower house to hold speaker election on Sunday. NDRRMA forms task force to draft National Disaster Action Plan to strengthen monsoon response. And US-Israel intensify targeted airstrikes, Iran vows retaliation. Now, the news in detail. Radio Nepal is celebrating its 76th anniversary today. Established on Chaitra 20th, 2007 Bikram Samvat or April 2nd, 1951, Radio Nepal has grown into country's leading public service broadcaster, providing news and information to a wide audience, including remote areas. Currently, Radio Nepal runs multiple medium wave stations, provincial broadcasting offices in all seven provinces, and 36 FM relay stations. Its services are also accessible globally through online platforms and mobile applications. Broadcasting 24 hours a day, Radio Nepal delivers news in 26 languages and programs in 25 languages and, according to the latest economic survey, reaches around 94% of the population. On the occasion, Minister for Communication and Information Technology Bikram Timil Sinha said Radio Nepal remains committed to public service, national unity and disaster communication. Similarly, Public Service Broadcasting Chair Mahendra Bista also expressed confidence in achieving its institutional goals. A special ceremony is being held at the central office in Singadarbar with live broadcast coverage. The first session of the House of Representatives following the March 5 elections commenced yesterday at the multipurpose hall of the under-construction Federal Parliament building in Singadarbar. The meeting was chaired by senior-most lawmaker Arjun Narsingh Kesi in the absence of a speaker. He read out official letters from President Ramchandra Paudil confirming the appointment of Prime Minister Balendra Shah and the formation of a 15-member Council of Ministers. The House unanimously endorsed interim procedures for conducting business until formal rules are framed. It also scheduled the election of the Speaker and nominated members to chair meetings when required. Home Minister Sudhan Gurung presented three ordinances related to voter list, parliamentary elections and national investigation services. The 275-member House is led by Rashtriya Swatantra Party as the largest party, followed by Nepali Congress, CPN-UML, Nepali Communist Party, Shram Sanskriti Party and Rashtriya Prajatantra Party. Addressing the session, leaders across parties stressed political stability, good governance and accountability. Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamisani pledged reforms and a results-driven approach, while Nepali Congress leader Bhismaraj Angdembe highlighted the need to rekindle hope and trust among citizens through consensus, collaboration and good governance. Likewise, CPN-UML leader Ram Bahadur Thapa Badal called for impartial investigations into the September 2025 unrest and emphasized democratic accountability. Likewise, Barsaman Pun, a member of the House of Representatives from the Nepali Communist Party, announced that the party will play an opposition role by maintaining a crucial stance in Parliament. Similarly, addressing the House session, chairperson of the Shram Sanskriti Party, Harkaraj Sampang Rai, emphasized the need for provisions to ensure the public has easy access to the utilization of natural resources. Likewise, Parliamentary Party Leader of the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party, Gyan Bahadur Sai, has urged the government to be accountable to the people and to effectively implement the rule of law. Similarly, independent member of the Parliament, Mahabir Pun, called for depoliticizing universities and prioritizing science and technology. The House also passed a condolence motion for several former lawmakers. The next meeting of the House is scheduled for April 5 at 11 a.m. Similarly, the 20th session of the National Assembly, the upper house of the Federal Parliament, convened yesterday. Addressing the inaugural meeting, Chairperson Narayan Prasad Dahal said the Assembly has established itself as a mature, tolerant and coordinating body, expressing confidence that this image will be strengthened further. During the meeting, a letter from President Ramchandra Podil regarding the summoning of the session was read out. In the meantime, the election of the Speaker of the House of Representatives is scheduled for 11 a.m. on Sunday at the Parliament Meeting Hall in Singhadarbar. According to the Parliament Secretariat, nominations for a Speaker candidates must be registered today between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. with the final list to be published later in the afternoon. Candidates are required to submit proof of parliamentary membership and citizenship. The election process is being overseen by Secretary General Padma Prasad Pandey in line with parliamentary rules. Meanwhile, the Rashtriya Swatantra Party has nominated its Vice President Dol Prasad Arial as its candidate for Speaker, following a recommendation by Party President Ravi Lamizhane. In the National Assembly, the election for Vice Chairperson has also been scheduled. Nominations will be filled on Sunday afternoon, with the final decision to be made during the National Assembly meeting on Monday morning. Both elections are being conducted under existing parliamentary procedures. The Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers has directed all public agencies to publish notices through government-owned media outlets to ensure frugality in public spending. In a circular issued, the office instructed federal, provincial and local bodies to disseminate public notices via state media, including Gorkhapatra, The Rising Nepal, Way to Nepal and Nepal Television. The government said the move aims to reduce expenditure, ensure uniformity and transparency in public communication and promote state-run media. The National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority has begun preparations for the National Action Plan 2083 aimed at strengthening monsoon-related disaster preparedness and response. An 18-member task force has been formed under the coordination of Joint Secretary Rosali Kumari Shrestha to draft the plan. The team includes representatives from federal ministries, security agencies and disaster management bodies. Task force members have been given 1 week to submit suggestions, with further discussions scheduled for next week. Meanwhile, Home Minister Sudhan Gurung has directed authorities to ensure timely and effective disaster response planning. The District Court Kathmandu has granted police permission to keep KP Sharma Oli and Ramesh Lekhak in custody for an additional 2 days for investigation. According to court officials, the extension was approved on Thursday following an earlier 5-day remand granted on March 29. Both leaders were arrested on March 28 in connection with investigations into the September 2025 Gen Z movement. A high-level commission formed to probe the incident had recommended legal action, citing loss of lives and property. At the time of the movement, Uli was serving as Prime Minister, while Lekhak held the position of Home Minister. Citing a rise in international fuel cost, the Nepal Oil Corporation has revised the prices of petroleum products, with the new rates coming into effect from midnight today. This is the second price hike in a short period. According to the revised rates, petrol, diesel and kerosene have all increased by 15 rupees per litre. Following the adjustment, petrol is priced at 202 rupees per litre in Kathmandu. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. The United States and Israel have intensified military strikes in Iran, reportedly targeting infrastructure, including a medical research center in Tehran, a bridge near the capital, and steel facilities. U.S. President Donald Trump has warned of further escalation, while Iran's military says the conflict will continue until what it describes as the surrender of its adversaries, and has cautioned against any potential ground invasion. According to Al Jazeera reports, at least 2,076 people have been killed and more than 26,500 injured in strikes across Iran since late February. The situation remains highly volatile, with concerns growing over further escalation in the region. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions in the mountainous regions of all provinces as well as the hilly regions of Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces, while partly cloudy weather is likely in the rest of the country today. There is a possibility of light rain or snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places of the mountainous regions of Gandaki and Karnali provinces and at one or two places of the remaining mountainous and hilly regions. There is a possibility of gusty winds in some places of the Tarai regions of all provinces today. Likewise, the division has stated that at present there is a combined influence of a westerly and local winds across the country. Temperatures in the Kathmandu Valley are expected to range from 13 to 15 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 28 and 30 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Nepal's pioneer broadcaster Radio Nepal celebrates 76 years of broadcasting. Communication Minister highlights citizen-centered service. Both sessions of Federal Parliament commence, lower house to hold speaker election on Sunday. NDRRMA forms task force to draft National Disaster Action Plan to strengthen monsoon response. And US-Israel intensify targeted airstrikes, Iran vows retaliation. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can catch us on air and online, and for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins at your convenience. Stay tuned. Have a good day.